The municipality of Port Hope announced Tuesday that a minister zoning order has been issued for the properties at 20 Hope Street South and 65 Ward Street to allow the creation of a 7-story, 192-bed long-term care facility. The municipality received notice on Friday that the MZO was issued by Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Steve Clark on behalf of Minister of Long-Term Care Paul Calandra. Current zoning in Port Hope allows for up to 5 stories only. A request by developer Southbridge to build a 7-story facility was denied during the past term of council. Port Hope Mayor Olena Henkivsky spoke with Northumberland 89.7 about how the MZO impacts council.
As we've stated and as has been reported to the public, we did have a warning that this was a possibility, and so I'm, you know, not at all surprised that the MZO has been imposed. And of course, we know the contours of what that means, and that is really that it essentially takes away any decision-making power that we have around the zoning on that property in terms of, in particular, the building height. The MZO is a tool permitted under the Ontario Planning Act, and the minister can change the use of land or building or structures with this tool, and municipalities cannot appeal an MZO.
Mayor Henkivsky estimates about 30 new beds will be created once the proposed facility replaces Hope Street Terrace and Regency Manor. While that's not a large number of net new beds, the mayor said the province has made its mandate clear to add more long-term care beds in the province.
I guess the other way to look at it is, even though it's not a significant number of net new beds, and Southbridge is already operating in Port Hope, you know, if they weren't, there's still the issue of those folks and where they would be.
A statement from Port Hope's planning division to Northumberland 89.7 on Wednesday afternoon says the Hope Street Terrace will remain open and provide continued care to its current residents during construction of the proposed long-term care facility. The applicant's submission included a proposed interim site plan that shows the existing Hope Street Terrace facility and the proposed long-term care facility. Once the proposed long-term care facility is constructed, the residents will be transferred to the new facility. It is expected that the residents of the Regency Long-Term Care Facility, located at 66 Dorset Street East, will also be transferred to the proposed new long-term care facility. Henkivsky is in her first term as Port Hope Mayor, but said this file has a long history in the community and one that has been very divisive and contentious and has come to a head early in this new council's tenure.
You know, we're just past the 6-month mark, and we're dealing with it as the information comes to us and as decisions are made around this file, which are, you know, we're not advancing this. This was not being advanced at the request of the municipality. It's being advanced at the request of both the province through the MZO and also through the developer who's now put in an application for a heritage demolition permit. So we are responding as we have to, as is our responsibility.
The Heritage Port Hope Advisory Committee will consider a request for demolition of the structures on the property at 65 Ward Street at their meeting on Monday, which will be followed in the near future by a public special council meeting for council to consider the heritage permit application for demolition. An accompanying staff report will be published closer to that meeting date, which will be publicized on the municipal website and on social media. If the municipality refuses the permit application, the applicant has the option to appeal that decision to the Ontario Land Tribunal. There will not be an item related to 65 Ward Street included on the regular council or committee of the whole agenda for the meetings on Tuesday, the municipality noted. A statement to Northumberland 89.7 on Tuesday from Minister Calandra spokesman Jake Roseman read in part, "The minister has made it clear that he will use any tools necessary to ensure this vital project comes to fruition. For decades, former governments have failed to make necessary investments to support long-term care. Our government, will not accept the status quo. We are making historic investments to fix long-term care and ensure seniors receive the care they deserve. Without this project, seniors in Port Hope face the potential of having to move away from their community, families, and friends. We believe that seniors should be able to enjoy their golden years in the communities they helped build. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.